Jimmy is freaking out a little bit and believes robots are taking over here in Lexington.
Well.
All because you saw one robot.
That's how it begins. I've seen the movie I, Robot, Mandy.
Most of us have seen it.
Yeah. Starts with one.
Okay.
I've seen Terminator.
Oh. Yes.
Actually, I haven't, but I know this is the theme to the movie.
All right, do explain yourself.
All right, so I was driving from downtown where our studio is, going...
Off of Main Street.
Yeah, off of Main Street, but I was going to be, like, going on Nicholasville Road out of downtown, going, like, through past where the campus is, past all the hospitals.
Right.
And right as I was getting kind of close to where the UK campus is, I was sitting in traffic, obviously, because there's always traffic right there. And I was sitting there looking right before all the UK hospital and everything, and I saw what looked like a cooler on the side of the road.
It looks like a cooler?
It looked like a cooler. And then as I was just sitting there kind of half paying attention, I looked, and the cooler was moving. And I'm like, that's weird. Coolers don't normally do that. And then I saw this cooler has a dadgum antenna on it. And the cooler had wheels. And I'm looking around like, does anyone else see this? What is this? Is this some kind of weird thing? Like, what is this? And then so I see, and this cooler is just going down the sidewalk. People are moving out of the way, letting it roll on by. So I'm wondering,
is it like if people are walking down the sidewalk, I'm assuming that's where it's at.
Yeah, it was on the sidewalk, not in the middle of the street.
Like, it's just on a straight path. Like, so if you stand there in its way, it's going
to
hit you.
Yeah, I had a lot of questions while I was doing this, and I was going to get my phone out to record it. Then obviously the light turns green just to ask, like, what is this? Is this a normal thing? Now, I have seen that Amazon and other places have rolled out, like, delivery, like, drones and stuff, but is this the future?
I have yet to see a delivery drone.
I haven't either, but I had never seen one of these before. I had seen articles, but I've never actually seen them.
So what is it exactly? You
I don't know. I'm assuming it's some sort of delivery thing. Is it for the hospital? Is this thing delivering organs? Was this a heart that was getting delivered? Because that's not very safe. And also, if it is a food delivery service, like, what stops someone from just, like...
opening it up?
Kicking it over.
Does it not stop at, like, what if, crosswalks?
I don't know.
It keeps going?
I have a lot of questions, but my main question is, are we just going to let the robots take everything over? Are we going to sit here and watch this happen? Because in iRobot, the beginning, it was all hunky-dory happy. Yeah, just get these things. Yeah, they'll clean your house. Yeah, it's fine. They have no emotion. What if this robot gets angry because there's so many people on the sidewalks? Because, you know, right around noon, there's a lot of kids walking up and down the streets.
I'm pretty sure if a cooler robot, looks like a cooler, it's not going to turn angry.
I've also seen Transformers. It has no feelings. I've seen Transformers. First of all, don't say that out loud. They're listening. Yes, you do have feelings, and we appreciate and we see your feelings. And I respect your feelings, Mr. or Mrs. Robot. Cooler.
Oh,
I don't know. It just
ridiculous.
Freaked me out that these things, like that. It's one thing when you see the stories, you're like, oh, cool, whatever. But then when you see it, I'm like, whoa, what is this? Can anyone use these? Is this a food delivery? Was this for the hospital? I don't know what it is. Or maybe this is just the Amazon delivery thing that I've been seeing.
So basically, we're just looking for someone to ease your mind.
Yeah, like, what is this?
Kind of.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't use it because that'd be awesome if I could have some. I do have a steep driveway.
You're over here, like, freaking out about it, but you're like, also, I'd kind of use it.
Well, maybe.
But you don't even know what it is.
No, I
know. If you know what this is, what, Jimmy, this cooler-looking thing.
Cooler robot, transformer, Autobot.
Now, if it transforms into an actual robot that starts walking,
again,
then we might.
Oh, but that, so that would freak you out. See, that's what I'm saying. I think it is, but that's the next phase.
I don't think so.
Elon Musk and his friend Jeff have to ease us into this. And why do you think they keep taking trips to space? Why do you think they're building this space station for people? I'm asking the questions that no one else will. But really, though, I'm wondering, like, is this a food servicing? What is this? So that's all I'm wondering.
Yes, call us up, 280-1063, or you can always message us through our free Hits 106.3 app. I'm curious, too. Did we miss something? I think we missed something. There's a big step we're missing.
Once they take over, this right here will be played on a loop.
Okay.
They'll be like, they knew.
All right. Well, I guess we need to find a bunker underground somewhere because that's where we're headed.
No, they can burrow. Trust me, they can burrow.
Done with it.
We're not even safe underground.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Hits 106.3. Good morning, Caitlin. Do you know what this cooler-looking robot is?
I do, actually. I work for the dining department at UK, and they are ours.
Really? So, okay, yeah. So what is this It's through the dining program. So is this strictly for the college students at UK?
I mean, anyone can use it at UK. I've actually kind of tested the radius, and it'll go over to, like, the UK hospital. It'll deliver to the VA hospital. But, yeah, it's just for, like, the UK dining location. So there's quite a few things on there. Like, I've seen Panda Express. I've seen Papa John's. And it kind of varies as to where you are on campus, what's available to you.
Okay, so I'm assuming all these things are on campus, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the only area you're going to see them is the campus area.
Okay. So please explain how this works. So somebody, there's like an app or something, and you order some food, and this little robot goes and picks it up. They open a cooler, stick food in, and then it drives to your location?
Yeah. I actually, in our office, like to use it for Starbucks in the morning.
Of course.
That's what I mean. Like, that's why I would love to use this, because especially once it gets cold, you don't want to go outside.
No, and we don't. So, yeah, there's this app. It's called Starship, and you can just tell it the location you're at and everything, and it will show you what's available to you at your location, and you place your order. You can use your credit card. Students, it's actually really nice because it can connect to their dining plan. And then when the robot gets to your location and everything, it's actually got, like, a code that you have to enter to tell it to open.
Wow.
That's so cool.
That is so interesting. So whenever, does it stop at, like, red lights and crosswalks? Like, how does it know?
That was my next question. Yeah, is it automated, or is there someone with, like, a joystick controlling it? Well, no, really, because if it's not automated, like, it could have a camera to where you can see so it can stop and go.
Right. No, I think what I've noticed, most of the lights on campus are kind of pre-timed.
Mm-hmm.
So it knows to stop there. I do see it have a lot of trouble by the student center, but for the most part, it's pretty good. And it tries to avoid stoplights if it can.
Wow.
It just kind of crosses through campus that way.
That's crazy.
This is our future.
I'm officially downloading the app now.
Oh, my. You can't use it, though.
Yes, I can.
How? You're never on campus.
Well, yeah, that's true. I just don't want to have
the
app.
You can pre-order stuff, though.
Huh?
So, if you don't want the robot delivery, but you still want to pre-order something, like, there's a coffee shop that is right across from the student center that's like that, you can always still, pre-place an order, even though the robot doesn't deliver it to you. So the app's still kind of nice for stuff like that.
Wow. Well,
that's cool. Wow. We're so glad that you called this morning.
Because as much as it freaks me out, it's still so, like, it's so convenient that we have stuff like this. And this is just, again, this is like the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Here pretty soon, it will be able to deliver wherever you are. Like, they'll have pods in different parts of the city.
Real quick, last question. How many do you guys currently have?
You know, I'm honestly not sure how many the campus has. But I usually see quite a few in the morning just out doing, like, breakfast stuff. Like, I usually pass 4 or 5 on my way just through campus to park.
So cool. Also, I bet everyone who went to UK way back in the day are so jealous right now.
They're like, you kids don't get it, okay?
I had to freeze my butt off for that coffee.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling and putting Jimmy's mind at ease.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.